This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Melissa Melton. Israel launched more attack airstrikes Tuesday on the Gaza Strip while Palestinian militants fired rockets into Israel, killing two Thai workers and a packaging plant and wounding another seven people. The new incidents continued a wave of violence that has stretched on for more than a week. An Israeli attack leveled a six-story building that housed bookstores and educational centers used by the Islamic University and other colleges, leaving behind a massive mound of concrete slabs. A jumble of desks, office chairs, books, and computer wires could be seen in the debris as the building's residents searched for their belongings. Israel had warned residents ahead of the impending attack, forcing many to flee into the pre-dawn darkness. There were no reports of casualties. International officials are continuing to voice concern about the fighting and renewing diplomatic efforts to halt the violence. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell was to hold talks Tuesday with EU foreign ministers to discuss how best to de-escalate the conflict. U.S. officials say they are working behind the scenes to calm the situation, including coordinating with other countries in the region. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Tuesday the Biden administration expressed its support for a ceasefire between Israel and the Gaza militants. Speaking at a briefing in Reykjavik, Blinken said, "Our goal remains to bring the current cycle of violence to an end as quickly as possible and then bring the parties back to the work of building lasting stability." U.S. President Joe Biden released a statement on his second known call with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Monday, which were similar to previous administration statements in support for a principle for a ceasefire. This is VOA News.